Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. Happy Friday, it's January 9th. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. If you've driven around the Fresno area, there's a good chance that you've seen the artwork of this particular artist.
I have paintings all over town, and some of my artwork all over town, and people don't know.
His work includes Fresno State's iconic Bulldog logo. Coming up, we'll speak with the author and illustrator, Joseph G. Garcia. But first, these headlines. Governor Gavin Newsom delivered his final State of the State address on Thursday. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports Newsom highlighted accomplishments and previewed his budget priorities for this year.
In his address at the state capitol, Newsom presented California in sharp contrast to the Trump administration. He blasted the federal government for its immigration enforcement tactics and drastic cuts in federal assistance.
But in California, we're not silent. You're not silent. You're not hunkering down. We're not retreating. We're a beacon. The state is providing a different narrative, an operational model, a policy blueprint for others to follow.
Newsom touted a 9% reduction in unsheltered homelessness last year, an $11 cap for insulin, and higher wages for fast food and healthcare workers during his tenure. The governor's address also comes as the state faces a possible $18 billion budget deficit. But Newsom presented a rosier picture, saying that the state revenues are $42 billion higher than forecasted last year. He also suggested the state should invest more in public education. Republicans, perhaps unsurprisingly, are pushing back on Newsom's characterization of this year's budget outlook. They're calling for a bigger focus on bringing down the cost of living. Republican Assemblymember Josh Hoover of Folsom.
Well, I didn't hear a lot of cuts proposed today. I actually heard a lot of increased spending proposed today.
The address comes ahead of Newsom's widely expected presidential bid in 2028. In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
California is set to lose $160 million in federal transportation funding. This comes after the state delayed the revocation of 17,000 commercial driver's licenses for some immigrants. Federal officials say that an audit found thousands of licenses were issued unlawfully, and some drivers remained licensed long after their visas expired. The Transportation Department proposed restrictions that could limit which non-citizens can get a license, but a court put those new rules on hold for now. A new library is on its way to the city of Porterville, but it will need to get built first. KVPR's Crescencio Rodriguez Delgado tells us the city greenlit plans to rebuild after a damaging fire.
The city council approved of building a new library at their final meeting of the year in December. Officials are now looking to put out construction bids for the project, which is estimated to cost $22 million and is fully funded. The project has been a long time coming. The new building will rise up just east of downtown Porterville. The old library was in the heart of downtown before it burned down in 2020. It was an arson case that gripped the community, not just because the city lost its only library, but also because two firefighters were killed. The city was already looking to update the library as far back as 2017. A temporary library has operated using funds from a fire insurance payout. For KVPR News, I'm Crescencio Rodriguez Delgado.
Democratic Congressman Adam Gray has endorsed Eric Swalwell for governor. Swalwell represents parts of the Bay Area in the House, but launched a bid for California governor late last year. He has since raised millions and is a leading contender on the Democratic side. Gray, who represents parts of Fresno, Merced, and Stanislaus counties, said Swalwell is a, quote, man of his word. He said Swalwell will support farmers and lower health care costs. Annual pass holders for national parks may face additional fees if they put a sticker over President Trump's photo, a controversial addition to this year's card. The Washington Post reports an updated void-if-altered policy is now in effect at the Park Service. Changes to this year's card are also the subject of a lawsuit. Advocacy group the Center for Biological Diversity says that federal law requires parks passes to feature the winner of the National Parks Foundation's annual photo contest.
Support Support for Central Valley Daily comes from the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at Fresno State, providing short courses and activities for everyone 50 and better. Spring semester registration begins January 14th. More info available at fresnostate.edu/OLLI. The Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, where learning never ends.
And now to our main story. In the KVPR studios, there is one office that is definitely the most eye-catching, our development director's space, which looks like an art gallery. Joe Garcia's walls are covered in colorful and intricate paintings. At least, typically they're covered, but right now there are a lot of bare hooks on the walls because those paintings are currently on display. No, our development director is not an avid art collector. Most of these paintings come from his father, Joseph G. Garcia. The elder Joe Garcia is a local artist who created the signature growling blue and red logo of the Fresno State Bulldogs in 1981. He's also illustrated other logos you might recognize, like the cartoonish Johnny Quick Boy for the convenience store chain. But Joe is not just a painter and illustrator, but also a sculptor and writer as well. And this weekend, the nearly 95-year-old artist will be displaying his work in downtown Fresno. Joe came by the studios in advance of his event to discuss his career, and I started by asking him why he wanted to become an artist in the first place.
I have no idea. I would like to have said that I know why, but it's one of those things that I just had since a child.
Wow.
Nobody says that you're good enough to be an artist or whatever. I just do it.
So for those who don't know, you illustrated the current Fresno State Bulldog logo, the one that was originally issued in 1981, and it has changed slightly over time. But tell us more about what that design process was like.
It came from Russ Sloan, who had just taken over the position of athletic director at Fresno State. So Russ finally and I got together. We became good friends. And then one time when he said, you know, Fresno State's been using this dog that comes from the Clip Arts and whatever they could use. we don't want that. I want you to design a new Bulldog logo. And we're going to present this to the board of directors for the Bulldog Foundation and see what they say, because I'd like to have this changed. And I said, okay. So it took me a couple of days to come up with this idea. And I showed him the rough, and he says, this is good. Let's do the finished art. We did. Next, we would go present this to the board of directors of the Bulldog Foundation, because they're the ones that are going to finance this. So they said, yes, let's vote on it. So all hands went up.
So unanimous approval.
It was unanimous.
And the Bulldog today is still very close to what you originally created in the 80s.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, what's that like for you to see that logo all over town and even in more spaces and know, like, you were the one that you originated that idea?
For a couple of years, it was really something to see the dog all over. But, you know, as the years go by, I see him so often. It's like family.
Yeah.
And you drive up. I only live about a block or a block and a half from Fresno State. So I see him all over as I drive down to Shaw or wherever, even Clovis. And then soon it's, he's all over, and you don't get accustomed to it. It doesn't get old, but it's, I don't have a different feeling. It's part of my artwork.
Well, and it's worth mentioning as well, you're not just an illustrator and cartoonist, you're also a sculptor, and that you created the Bulldog that is in the Save Mart Center. Tell us about that.
Well, that came because they were building the Save Mart Center. And they said, when we finish this, we're going to want a large sculpture of the Bulldog that you designed back in 81. And they said, we're going to be finishing the stadium, and I believe it's 2003.
Okay.
And would you be able to sculpture this same dog that you created? And I told him I could, and we did. So that's the dog that then was enlarged and bronzed and is now sitting there at the lobby of this Larry Shahadi corner.
Wow. I want to note you're a painter as well, and your son, Joe Garcia, full disclosure, works here at KVPR. I actually have an office next to him where there is some gorgeous artwork displayed all over the walls. Very beautiful. Tell us about your painting style and the type of things you like to depict.
That's one thing I don't have. I don't have a style. If I did, people could see a painting of mine and say, I know who did that, but I don't have a style. I will go from some abstract to some fine art to some cartooning. It's just, I have no style.
This Saturday, your work will be on display at an event at the Downtown Artist Gallery in Fresno. Why was now a good time to exhibit your work?
I don't know. We did exhibit some of it before in different venues in Fresno, but this is the first time it'll be complete. It'll be quite a few paintings than I've ever had before displayed at any one place. My son has a lot to do. He's actually, besides his work here, he's actually my producer for everything I do. I depend on him a lot.
And I just want to reiterate to listeners, you know, your experience includes sculpture, painting, illustrating, cartooning, but also writing. So tell us about your books, which will also be available at the Downtown Artist Gallery.
Yeah, the ones that will be downtown would be the one I wrote is called Prelude to Fresno. It's a story of the Millerton town, which is right down the river here, about 30 miles. Originally, it was an old western town, and as the railroad came through and established Fresno, the people from Millerton closed up the entire town, and they moved into Fresno, and they were the original people who were about 90% of Fresno. And that's a story. It goes all the way. It starts in like way back to 1844, the original pioneers were coming through, and it'll end in 1872, when Fresno became a little village and then a town.
I have to mention, you'll be 95 in just a couple of weeks. Not a lot of 90-year-olds have art gallery openings. How does that make you feel to have such a storied career and to still be so active in the community and sharing your work?
I don't know if there's any feeling to it. It's just that it wasn't something that I'm really all too awed about. Because most of my paintings, I have paintings all over town, and some of my artwork all over town, the sculptures, and people don't know. I don't walk by and say some people downtown will see one of my artwork on somewhere down there, and I don't jump up and down and yell at everybody. I did that. It's just there. It's just part of my job.
I was going to say, so do you just see it as a job more than sort of a life-fulfilling aspect?
Yeah, until somebody tells me that I didn't realize you did that. And then to me, it's just like, so what? I mean, that's my job, and it just happens to be something that I could do.
That was my conversation with author and illustrator Joseph G. Garcia. This Saturday, Joe's work will be on display at the Downtown Artist Gallery in Fresno from 1 to 3 p.m. You'll be able to see his illustrations, books, paintings, and sculptures. And if you are wondering where his original Fresno State Bulldog artwork stands today, Joe told us that it is hanging in a frame safely at home and will one day be given to his son. And that is today's show. Today's episode was produced by Jonathan Linden and KVPR with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. Find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.